The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome in to NBA Pulse, a production of iHeartRadio and the NBA. I'm Sarah Kustak, NBA analyst for the YES Network, and today is Monday, January 8th. And from our extraordinary core group of NBA journalists, we're joined now by NBA.com senior writer John Schumann, who is out with a new set of power rankings. Oklahoma City Thunder jumped to the number one spot, up from number two last week. The Boston Celtics drop down to number two. The Denver Nuggets come up to number three. Minnesota is at number four. Los Angeles Clippers in that five spot. Tough loss to the Lakers. Battle of the LAs last night. But Shu, I want to get into a couple teams. First in the Eastern Conference that have been doing really well since the trade between the New York Knicks, Toronto Raptors. And kind of getting back to, I'm sure Tom Thibodeau somewhere smiling, watching how his defense has improved over this stretch. But let's start with the Knicks, 4-0. OG Anunoby has been a critical part of that. They had a really, really dominant win on Friday.
Anunoby, that's his spot. And that is textbook. Textbook.
As they beat the Philadelphia 76ers by 36 points. Joel Embiid was playing. They're currently sitting fifth in the Eastern Conference at 21-5. What have you liked about the Knicks, how they are playing and have been playing with the way this lineup looks right now?
Top line is that they have the number one defense in the month of January. Now, we're only 7 days in, but that's the four games that, you know, they've played with OG Anunoby. You know, held their four opponents to just 103 points per 100 possessions, which is incredibly good defense. Like you said, they beat the Sixers, and this is the Knicks are a team that hasn't been very good against other good teams. They've sort of fattened up on wins over the lesser teams in the league, and haven't been as good against the best teams in the league. To get a signature win like that is obviously huge. And like I said, they have the number one defense this month. You know, this was a win-win trade. I think a lot of people thought it was a win-win trade when it happened. And so far, like 10 days later, or a little less than 10 days later, it still sure looks like a win-win trade because the two teams are a combined 7-1 since their new players have started suiting up. So, yeah, I think the Knicks still have questions about their bench. That win over Philly was like, so the first couple of games with Anunoby, their bench wasn't very good, probably missing Emmanuel Quickley. But that win over Philly was their first really good win and a good performance from their bench, with Josh Hart's minutes being incredibly good. And I think as long as they have their top six guys on the floor, which is their current starting lineup, plus Josh Hart, they're really, really good. And I still think there's going to be some questions about spots 7, 8, 9 in the rotation. But so far, so good.
Yeah, and Knicks searching to get one of those top four spots as they continue on this season in their playoff positioning. As for the Raptors, sitting 21st in your power rankings, 11th in the Eastern Conference at 15 and 21, just had a nice win against the Golden State Warriors. And speaking of those new players, RJ Barrett.
Barrett now gets to his left and finishes. He's got 35 strong. Season high for him. Barrett's got 37 large.
37 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. He was 5 of 8 from 3 just last night. Emmanuel Quickley with 10 assists, as you mentioned, and has just been a solid addition to this Raptors group. We talked a lot, even when the trade happened, about just the timeline with Scotty Barnes, what they want to do. They have been playing well, but what do you see for the Raptors this season? I know Pascal Siakam continues to be in a lot of speculation for if he will get moved, what will happen with this group. How do you kind of frame where this team is at and with the way that they have been playing as of late?
Yeah, I mean, they're 3-1 since you know, Quickley and Barrett have started playing. It's been their best stretch of offense this season. And a big part of that is Pascal Siakam. He has the highest true shooting percentage among 55 players with at least 50 field goal attempts this month. But it's been a balanced attack. Like, he's only averaging 23.5 points per game over the four. They've had five other guys averaging at least 12 points per game. But still, like, we still have to take a step back and look at the big picture and realize they're still 15-21, right? They're not in the top 10 in the Eastern Conference. And yeah, maybe if they continue like this, they can climb up to 8th or 9th, but that's still, you know, not a great spot. If you're thinking big picture, they've made it very clear that Scotty Barnes is who they're building around going forward. Siakam, as we know, can become a free agent this summer, or he is a free agent this summer. It was Ananobi that has the player option. So I think they still have to sort of look to see and field calls and see what they can get for Siakam and see if any kind of package makes more sense long term, because they've said they're building around Scotty Barnes. They even said that they're doing it, building slowly around Scotty Barnes, that it's going to be a process in developing him into the complete player that they want him to be. I think they obviously have a little bit more juice offensively with Quickley and Barrett, but the ceiling still isn't particularly high, I don't think.
Yeah. And I think that's a lot of decisions. We'll see what Masai Jerry wants to do and more the direction of the team, where they're going. But when it comes to the Knicks, I like what they've done. I like how they're playing. I think there's a little added juice that we now see, talking a lot about what they've done on the defensive end with OG. But I also think, you know, just the shuffle, more Quentin Grimes now back in the rotation and just kind of how they fortified things. And I think when it comes to the Knicks and how the Eastern Conference right now appears to be a little bit fluid and wide open, as well as Boston is playing, as well as Philadelphia is playing, there's opportunity. And I think the Knicks can feel that, can see that. And with that being said, Milwaukee Bucks, they're currently sitting 8th in your power rankings. Second in the East, third overall record, but the record feels like it's deceiving based on the eye tests and what you watch them. I know we talked a lot. There was a lot of hype about that San Antonio game, the Wemby, the Giannis matchup back and forth, that putting in perspective was against the worst team in the Western Conference. And just kind of the numbers, Giannis calling out his team, the entirety of everyone collectively needing to be better. What have you seen in the Bucks that has been less about the wins and the record and more about the projection of what they may do as the season continues on, and if they can continue to be that title contending team that they want to be.
Yeah, I think specifically when I watch them, I just see the other team, you know, we saw it in their game against the Pacers last week. The other team just getting lots of layups and easier looks in the paint than we're obviously used to the Bucks giving up in the past. You know, they still have two of the best big defenders in the league in Giannis Antetokounmpo and Brooke Lopez. And to see them sort of struggle defensively and allow good looks in the paint against other teams is just, disappointing. But I also think about it like, so that you, like you said, they have the third best record in the league, but it still feels underwhelming, right? Or disappointing. And when you look at it, you know, there are 10 teams in the league, the Bucks included, that are at least 7 games over .500. So there's 9 others, and they've played only 3 games total against those 9 other teams in the top 10 of the league. And they've yet to face Minnesota. They've yet to face Denver, Oklahoma City, the Clippers, the Kings, or the Pelicans. Now, all those teams are in the Western Conference, obviously, and the Bucks have played the fewest interconference games of any team in the league. But like I said, so they don't have any signature wins, right? We haven't seen them beat really good teams yet. You know, they're 2-1 in the 3 games that they've played within the top 10, and both of those wins were before Thanksgiving. It was the Sixers on opening night, and it was the Mavs in mid-November. They also have a loss to the Celtics, who they'll play again this week. So I think, you know, I think with this team, we just want to see them beat good teams. One, they haven't had the opportunity. And two, they, you know, like you mentioned, like they play the Spurs and they, you know, they beat them by 4. And as fun as that game was, when you look at the result and you see a 4-point win against the team with the league's worst point differential, it's like I said, disappointing and underwhelming.
Yeah. And I think that defensive component, they're giving up the most shots in the league. Teams getting a lot of opportunities, not taking care of the glass. There's a lot of little things, it feels like, that surprisingly with the move of Dame Lillard to me, and he's been, I still don't trust them in the game situations. And I think that's the one thing, you know, that they were looking to improve upon. And I think, given a close game, there's still times, and I know in that San Antonio game, we keep talking about him, Giannis, dominated down the stretch of the game, but just questioning what their depth looks like and just what it would look like in a high leverage situation. I think that's still yet to be seen with this group. But we're going to get to two teams that have taken on a lot of pressure, seem to be projecting in the right direction, the Dallas Mavericks and New Orleans Pelicans. We will get to them right after the break.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you got to check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb. tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Welcome back to NBA Pulse. Sarah Kustak joined by John Schumann. And Shu, in the West, we got a couple teams starting to come together, whether through health, whether through chemistry. Let's begin with the New Orleans Pelicans, sitting sixth in your power rankings, seventh in the Western Conference at 22-15. They've won five of their last six games. The only loss was to the Los Angeles Clippers, and coming off of a big win against Sacramento last night, 133-100 win. And they've been playing well. I mean, finally healthy. I think the early part of the season are different moments. They've been missing some key players. Zion did not play yesterday. But CJ McCollum has been terrific, and so has their three-point shooting. Why do you like what the Pelicans have been doing lately?
Well, first of all, they own the Sacramento Kings, who are, you know, still one of the top 10 teams in the league. They're 4-0 against the Kings with two wins of more than 30 points. And poor Kings have to play them one more time. They got an extra game because of the in-season tournament, and they'll play one more time in the last week of the season. You know what? They've been, like, ridiculously hot from three-point range. I mean, this is not a high-volume three-point shooting team in the league. They actually rank 27th in three-point rate, meaning the percentage of the shots that are from three, and 25th in three-point differential. As far as like how many points they're outscored by from 3-point range per game. But they've shot really well. And a lot of that is CJ McCollum. He's 29-54 from 3-point range over the last six games.
It'll go up. It's deep. And CJ's got it. That was
his first attempt.
His 45.3% for the season is a career best mark, and his sixth best among the 90 players with at least 150 attempts. He's having a really good season. I mean, we know he missed an extended amount of time, but he's having a terrific offensive season. He's the only player who shot 50% or better on at least 50 pull-up two-pointers and 40% or better on at least 50 pull-up threes. He is a sort of one-on-one, pick-and-roll, sort of mid-range master, you know, shooting better on pull-up twos than Kevin Durant this season, who's actually not shooting very well on pull-up twos. And so, yeah, I think he's sort of led the way, but they also obviously have like a great sort of ensemble cast with Brandon Ingram, with Zion Williamson, Trey Murphy now healthy and playing really well. So, yeah, I think it's, you know, they are, it's fine. They're in that mix of Western Conference teams that are pretty good and could be, you know, I think we favor the Nuggets to be at least in the Western Conference Finals, but I think that second spot seems pretty wide open. And the Pelicans, I think, are among the candidates.
Yeah, without a doubt. And they just, I mean, you mentioned Trey Murphy. I love his game. I think he's played about half the games or a little less because of injuries for this team. But the shooting ability with the range, the length, and I think that's another thing, having just seen them. And I think still figuring out, you know, Jordan Hawkins, a rookie, a guy that has not shot as well as he probably can, where he fits in. to this rotation, but just the length of this team. I mean, between Herb Jones, if they are playing big with Zion and Jonas, Brandon Ingram being in there, like they just bring a ton of length as well on the defensive end and obviously disrupt a lot of things with the way they can get after you on that end. Another Western Conference team playing really well. Dallas Mavericks, currently 11th in your power rankings, 6th in the Western Conference, 22-15. They have won 3 straight, including a really nice win against the Minnesota Timberwolves yesterday, 115-108. They've won 3 straight, and Kyrie Irving is back. After a 12-game absence, he came back January 1st, had an ugly loss to Utah. However, they've won 3 straight. They're starting to get healthy. They've been playing well. Can the Mavericks make themselves contenders in this Western Conference?
I think so. I still sort of have questions about their defense, but their offense can obviously be ridiculously potent. It only ranks 10th in the league right now, but it can obviously climb higher than that if Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic stay healthy. You know, prior to that win over the Wolves, the Dallas was just 1-9 against the 8 teams that have a better record than they do. And that one win was against the Clippers in those like first 5 games after the James Harden trade. So it wasn't exactly a quality win, considering how bad the Clippers were during that stretch. So obviously getting the win over Minnesota on Sunday was huge. And Minnesota went on an 11-0 run and like put the Mavs down 6 with less than 4 minutes left. And they answered with a 13-0 run of their own. And that goes to sort of a greater point about clutch play. You know, the Mavs last season were 5-11 in games that in which they had both Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, you know, after the trade with the Nets. But they actually outscored their opponents over those 16 games. 14 of the 16 were within 5 points in the last 5 minutes, and the Mavs lost 11 of those 14 close games. So basically, they were a decent team with Kyrie and Luka Doncic in the lineup. They just failed to execute or just missed shots down the stretch of a bunch of close games. And this year, they have the league's second best clutch mark, 12-5, including 7-1 with Irving in the lineup.
Kyrie staring at the basket, jab stepping against McDaniels. A stare down 3 ties the game. He has done so much tonight: scoring, steals, rebounds.
There he is again.
Corner 3.
There's one. It's one thing to be a good team, right? Be good on offense, be good on defense, beat your opponents by healthy margins. But a lot of this game just comes down to execution and maybe even a little bit of luck down the stretch of close games. And the Mavs, you know, have seen the biggest jump in clutch winning percentage from last season to this season. And that's sort of where you know, part of their success is, right? Like it's sometimes you win games by 15 and 10 points, but a lot of games come down to the last few minutes, and it comes down to execution and a little bit of luck as far as shot making and you know, what your opponents are doing too.
And I think that's what you would hope for, you know, having guys like Luka and Kyrie. If ever you are going to execute, you got to go to guys that can certainly and have shown the ability to execute down the stretch. Finishing down the stretch is something the Lakers did, snapping a 4-game losing streak last night with their win over the Clippers, who were riding a 5-game win streak. Maybe LeBron calling out some of the guys in his team has got them back. But the Clippers will face the Phoenix Suns tonight, 10:30 p.m. Eastern on NBA TV. They've been playing really well. We got a good slate for you this evening. And as always, Shu, we appreciate all your nuggets, your notes, and the great insight that you have in your power rankings on NBA.com, and I'm sure we will be talking with you real soon.
Thanks, Sarah. Go Hokies.
NBA Pulse with Sarah Kustak is a production of the NBA and iHeartRadio. Please rate, review, and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.